AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in France say they have recovered between 400 and 600 pieces of remains from Germanwings Flight 9525 in the Alps. A spokesman says they haven't found a single body intact. 150 people were killed. The AP's David Rising reports investigators still don't know why co-pilot Andreas Lubitz crashed the plane.
The prosecutors say they did not find a suicide note or any sort of other evidence that he was planning the crash. But what the prosecutors did say is that they could not see any indication that there was any political or religious motivation for his actions.
A prosecutor says Lubitz hid evidence of illness from his employers, and a torn-up sick note was found for the day of the crash. The minority leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, is not going to run for a sixth term next year. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
Reid won his fifth term in 2010 after being targeted by the Tea Party and would have certainly faced another tough challenge from the GOP if he ran again. He said he didn't want his own reelection effort to detract from the party.
We have to make sure that the Democrats take control of the Senate again. And I feel it is inappropriate for me to soak up all those resources on me when I could be devoting those resources to the caucus.
A statement from the National Republican Senatorial Committee said Reid's decision shows there is no hope for Democrats to regain control of the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In Massachusetts, at the murder trial of former pro football player Aaron Hernandez, on the stand right now is Hernandez's fiance,
Shayana Jenkins.
Jenkins has pleaded not guilty to perjury. Prosecutors say she lied to a grand jury investigating the killing of Odin Lloyd. She was granted immunity by the court. In New York, two people are unaccounted for after yesterday's apparent gas explosion in Manhattan. 19 people were injured, 4 critically. The Commerce Department says economic growth slowed down at the end of last year. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 4 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has a plan to fight a growing problem, antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Bacterial infections that resist antibiotic treatment are a growing problem. The Centers for Disease Control estimates they cause 2 million illnesses and 23,000 deaths a year in this country alone. The president's 5-year plan for fighting these superbugs calls for new regional networks to identify and contain outbreaks, new steps to curb overuse of antibiotics in medicine and agriculture, and new research on next-generation drugs and techniques, and money. Announcing Obama's plan, officials note his budget backs up these efforts by doubling their budget lines. Mark Smith at the White House.
In a final push to stop the spread of Ebola, people in Sierra Leone are being told to stay home for 3 days starting today, except for religious services. Streets were mostly empty today in the capital, Freetown. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.